AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Harris County, Texas District Attorney Devin Anderson says Deputy Darren Goforth was shot 15 times when he was ambushed and killed Friday evening at a suburban Houston gas station. After a preliminary hearing for 30-year-old suspect Shannon Miles, Anderson told reporters a surveillance video at the station caught the attack.
He runs up behind Deputy Goforth and puts a gun to the back of his head and shoots.
One of Miles' attorneys says he plans to plead not guilty, and they want independent ballistics tests on the pistol found in his home that investigators have linked to Goforth's killing. President Obama is winging his way to Alaska to take part in a conference on climate change and its effects on the state. Secretary of State John Kerry tells the international gathering they have a chance to set an agenda for the coming global talks in Paris.
What we can decide here, and not just here, but what we make real in Paris and beyond, will profoundly impact the future of life on this planet.
Obama addresses a conference later today. During his three-day visit, the president will tour a native Alaskan village above the Arctic Circle. No last-minute settlement between NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, New England quarterback Tom Brady. Julie Walker reports from New York.
Federal Judge Richard Berman announced at a conference in Manhattan today that both sides tried hard to reach a deal, but failed. He now says he expects to rule as early as tomorrow whether Tom Brady must serve a four-game suspension to start the season. Last month, Roger Goodell upheld the suspension, saying Brady colluded with two Patriots ball handlers to deflate footballs before New England crushed the Indianapolis Colts in January's AFC Championship game. The NFL Players Association wants the suspension nullified. The Patriots went on to win the Super Bowl. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 137. This is AP Radio News. A 13-year study finds a racial gap in kidney transplants appears to have closed. AP medical writer Lindsay Tanner checks the numbers.
Researchers found in this study that the rate among blacks climbed from about 93 per 1,000 patients in 1998 to about 128 per 1,000 patients in 2010, and it remained there in 2011, and that was the same rate as in whites. So while whites used to far surpass blacks in kidney transplants, that disparity seems to have closed.
This study is in today's edition of the journal, the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine. A federal judge in North Dakota will hear arguments over the scope of his injunction that blocks a new Obama administration rule that would give the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers jurisdiction over many smaller waterways. District Judge Ralph Erickson has told both sides to have the briefs before him by 5 tomorrow afternoon, Central Time. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.